Let's meet our next two contestants. Jack Comstock, you're a dog walker, and I enjoyed this. You were on the TV show Bar Rescue. That's where a team fixes up a bar that's doing poorly, right?
Yeah, a nasty bar, and they try to make it, high-tech and hip again.
What did you do on Bar Rescue?
I was on the recon team, so we were like fake customers going in to get the bar experience, and I threw up on that.
And this is called recon?
Yeah.
Was it from anxiety?
You know, I can't handle my liquor very well, and we had to try all the drinks, and there was one that I can't drink lemonade, and this tasted like fermented lemonade, and I was, as soon as it touched my tongue, I knew that it was not going to stay there.
But you did it for television, didn't you?
Yeah, they said on the show that the plastic container they stored it in, the chemicals were poisoning it, and that's why I threw up. So I was like, yep, that's it.
This was in America, this show?
Yep.
Yeah, how thick was the wad of papers you signed before?
I don't know, I don't remember signing it.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent. Your opponent is Katie Flanagan. You're an event coordinator, and I love that you write novels for fun. That is an intense hobby, writing novels for fun.
Thank you.
Yes. What are they about?
They are generally women's fiction, realist novels, kind of like Elizabeth Berg or Jodi Picco.
And how about getting them published? No, just for fun?
Not right now. Just for me.
Weird. I mean, it is brilliant. It is brilliant because the thing that poisons novelists is the ambition.
Indeed.
Okay, so this game is called Go Fund Yourself. There are a lot of crazy, surreal projects posted on the crowdfunding website Kickstarter. So in this game, we are going to describe a project. You'll buzz in and tell me if it is real or something we made up. And be careful, because if you're wrong, your opponent gets the point automatically. All right. Woo, stakes are high. Here we go. Meat soap. Soaps that smell like bacon and other meats. Oh, Katie.
Real.
Yes, that is real. Must be fun to work at that factory, right? The meat soap factory?
Yeah, just cutting up meat and making soap out of it. Like a dream come true.
You smell great. Dogs run after you when you leave. Hamster gum. This is not hamstered flavored gum. This is gum for hamsters, and the flavors include raisin, pumpkin seed, and carrot. Jack?
Not real.
It is fake. You are correct. Yeah. No phone zero for people addicted to their smartphones. This is a black plastic brick, the size and shape of a mobile phone. It has no buttons, no features. It's just a useless black piece of plastic. Katie.
Real?
Yes, that is real. Yeah, it's for people that are addicted to their smartphones. It's like methadone for their smart... Methaphone.
I feel like this is not going to really help you with an addiction because the addiction is not to the size and shape of the thing that is in your pocket.
Right, it's to looking at the phone and hoping that someone's trying to interact with you.
Yeah, exactly. Without a screen, it's not... I mean, you're just going to carry your phone also, I think, is what's going to happen.
So now you have two phones.
Now you got two.
And you look super important.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the thing. Caddysburg, a historical reenactment of the Battle of Gettysburg, but with kittens playing the Union and Confederate soldiers. Jack.
Real.
Oh, too bad it's fake.
It should be real.
It should be. You know what? It will be.
It will
I'm
be.
I'm going to do this. I'm doing this.
Someone listening, please help us. Hash key, an extra keyboard that you can plug into your computer. It only has one key, the hashtag. No need to press Shift-3 anymore. Katie.
Real?
It is real! It was unsuccessful, though. They went for $23,000, and they only got four. That's what happens. We do agree, though, the hashtag really made a comeback. I mean the hash key, right?
Yeah,
after
absolutely.
After phones?
Yeah.
The asterisk.
And nobody used it for anything.
Nothing.
They used to call it the pound key.
Ridiculous.
Idiots.
Silly. All right, this is your last clue. Fish on wheels. This is a fishbowl on wheels that automatically moves in the direction the fish is swimming. Jack.
Real.
It is real. Also unsuccessful, they wanted 40 grand and they only got six. People hate
$6?
Fish.
$6?
People, six, no, six grand, no. $6.
That's still a surprise.
Let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky. How did our contestants do?
It was close, but Katie, you reached your goal, and we'll see you in our final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, Jonathan Colton will conduct a musical chemistry experiment, and it'll be a gas. And step aside, Bronte sisters, we've got the Duplass brothers. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.